Conversation 1.
Claire, can I run something by you?
Happy to help. What's on your mind?
So I need to decide on what to pack for the Cairo meeting. I'm giving the opening presentation. Can I run my choices by you?
Sure, that'll be fun.
Okay, I just got this awesome blue and white print dress, but I'm not sure if it's right. It might be a little low cut. Have a look.
What I love about the outfit is the little blue jacket. Very trendy. And the print on the dress is really cute. A nice contrast with the solid blue of the jacket. But if you don't mind my saying, the dress is a little revealing for a professional meeting.
You're probably right. Here's another possibility. This blue skirt suit with the blue and white blouse.
Ooh, I like that. And the high neck is very modest. Very classy. Perfect for the presentation. You know, I think you've got to draw the line somewhere between fashion and a professional look. But here's an idea. If you've got room in your luggage, take the dress along too. You never know, there might be a dinner or an evening event. You could always wear that then. You'll look smashing.
Okay, that sounds like a plan. I'll take them both. End of story.
Conversation 2.
Senior prom! You look great in your tux, Jason. Pick you up at midnight? Have fun!
Thanks, Mom.
Harmon, look at that kid over there. The one with the loud green tux and no tie? Who wears a tux with no tie? How'd his parents let him go to the prom dressed like that?
I wouldn't read too much into the trendy, funky colored ones, Edith. It's just fashion. It doesn't mean much if you ask me. I always thought tuxedos felt like some kind of uniform. Why do they all have to be black and white? I mean, why?
Oh, look, it's an epidemic. There's another one with a green tux. At least he's got on a black tie. Call me old-fashioned, Herman, but I think there should be standards.
To tell you the truth, Edith, I think the green tux with the black bow tie is pretty darn attractive. Maybe I'll get one like that for Marie's wedding. What do you say?
You in a green tux? I don't think so.
Only kidding. But you know, Edith, don't get me wrong. I think the kids look great in their funky tuxes. Who cares, anyway?
You're right, Herman. I guess it's really none of our business.
Conversation 3.
Can I help you, sir?
Yes, please. I'd like to buy my father a tie. It's a birthday present, so I'd like to get him something really nice. Maybe something he wouldn't get for himself?
Certainly. Is it for a special occasion or just something casual?
It's for the office.
Do you think he'd like a stripe or something in a solid color?
I think striped, but something subdued. He doesn't like loud colors. He's a pretty conservative guy. It's sometimes a struggle to get things he feels comfortable wearing. He doesn't like to attract too much attention.
Understood. Let me show you something in a traditional stripe. Here's a nice one in dark blue and light yellow. Do you think he might like this?
Actually, I think that yellow might be a little too loud for his taste. Do you have anything else in a blue?
Yes, I think so. What about this one?
I don't think he'd like that floral print. On second thought, maybe the solid would be the safest.